The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. You're listening to the Texans Today podcast. My name's Drew Doherty of Texans TV, and with just 3 days remaining until the season opener against the New York Jets, Gary Kubiak spoke with the media after practice.
Practice just like we did yesterday from a standpoint of health-wise. Kevin and Eugene continue to work with Cap. Kevin made the most progress today, so he's better. Jock practiced some more today, so about where we were yesterday, but we had some physicalness about practice and what we're doing. Is that a word? We were more physical in practice, okay? It was a good practice. Got one more day to polish up. You ready to go?
How do you look at Kevin's situation for play time on the
side? I think it's going to be really close, whether or not he's ready to go. We'll probably work him out before the game. Kevin's a player that could play well without practicing. I mean, he knows what we're doing. He's a sharp guy, so we'll have to make a smart decision with him. But Andre's ready to go. Andre will play well.
Matt?
Matt's much better today, so he's progressed each day, and I feel very good about it.
He took
everything he normally does and probably a little more. So,
Gary, all these years of watching practices, of playing, with every play that's run, how much of it do you see? How many positions do you see?
Well, you try to see it all. That's why you get away from it and watch. Is that what you're talking about? You try to stand back so you can, watch all 11 guys trying to do their job. I wish I could tell you I saw every guy on every play, but obviously you're looking at scripts as a coach and you're focused on what's supposed to happen at the point of attack or something that we're trying to do to our players, some look we're trying to give our players. So that's part of preparation as coaches in practice, being able to look at scripts and know exactly what you want to be seeing on that play. What you're asking me?
Yeah, when you go back and look at the tape,
you see a lot more. You miss a great deal. I mean, that's why you got to go in there and take a look at it right now. There's times as a coach when you're at practice, you don't think practice is good, and you go in and watch and say, well, it's pretty good. I must have been in a bad mood today. And some days you think it's bad, and you're just the opposite. But the film never lies. So we sit there and look at it together the next morning, and that's what gets us ready to play.
Can you judge a team's readiness? Are you ready for something?
I think there are some coaches that are excellent at that. I've been around Alex all my career. I can tell you how many times Alex told me, hey, we're ready to go, and I had questions, and he's been right. I don't know. I mean, I think it changes all the time. I really worry about guys being mentally focused on their job, and they're going to be amped up. It's opening day in the NFL, effort-wise and all that. You just want to make sure they know what the heck they're doing, so you're putting them in the best position to go compete.
Can you draw any comparisons, say, vis-a-vis last year, 2 years ago?
I think I can. We'll see. But I think I can tell, watching the majority of our guys, who's really into what they're doing, who's lapsing on me a day or something like that.
So if you got in the habit of asking Alex, well, what do you think?
No, I try to stay away because I don't want to hear the other one. So.
Did he say anything this week?
He doesn't. No, he doesn't say much unless I ask him. But I go to him for a lot of advice. He sees a lot of things. He's been around a lot of rodeos.
Gary, are you a speech guy prior to games, that sort of thing?
I don't know. I talk to them before the game. Whether I'm a big speech guy, I don't know. I think there's times they need to hear a lot, and there's times they probably don't need to hear anything from you. And my history in this league, the teams I've been with, when you don't feel like you have to give a lot of speeches, you got a pretty good football team. So hopefully I won't have to give too many.
Gary, can you talk about the significance of Fonte in your schemes, run pass, and how it –
No, he's a big part of what we do. He's a leader on the offensive side of the ball for our football team. He sets a physical tone for us as an offensive football team. So, he's very, very important, Mark. Plays special teams also.
If Chris got hurt, what would you do?
Ryan.
The kicker.
Sean would probably kick, but the last time he kicked, he got hurt and missed 2 weeks. So let's hope Chris stays healthy. So. Matt, which one? Which Matt? Matt Turk. Matt Schaub could probably punt. I may go in there, Tim. I don't know.
Hey, Gary, what's the challenge this defense gives? Is it on the mat to pick up stuff?
Well, the biggest challenge, Richard, is you know, you work in all camp. You work for 6 weeks against your scheme, and you know, we're a 4-3 scheme, and then you now you open up against a guy that's a 3-4 and a 4-3 scheme. So he plays both. So regardless of whether you were playing them in week six or week, it doesn't matter. The bottom line, it's a change. So it's a total change, you know. So that's the tough part on the offensive side of the ball, is just a change in scheme and change in looks that you're used to seeing throughout camp.
Kind of seemed, they kept talking about the Baltimore game last year. There seems like there's no way you're going to pick it all up, what they're
going to
throw at.
No, they're a very good defensive football team. I mean, they've proven that over 10 years, not just last year. I mean, their scheme is tough. They're very good. The way Rex puts that group together, they're going to play well. I think we know how big our challenge is on the offensive side of the ball, and they're going to make some plays. You just got to make sure that, you know, if we turn the ball over against this group, it's not going to be good. And we found that out last year in one quarter, in the fourth quarter against Baltimore.
How well did your offensive line play last year?
Do what? You know, I thought we played pretty good for about 2.5 quarters, Richard. You know, overall. Well, they were the rock of our team in a lot of ways. I mean, they played every snap. They were the leaders of our team. That got broken up a little bit during camp with Chris and Chester missing a great deal of time, but I expect a great deal from them. I mean, they've got more football together than anybody else of our 53, so.
Let's talk about players being amped up. How about yourself heading into the season with all the expectations?
Oh yeah, I'm very excited about it. You know, but the game's a game. You know, I mean they're all the same. But you know, there's something special about the NFL opening weekend. You know, you get to tonight, you get to turn on TV, and I think everybody obviously will do that and start to get ready for the weekend. But it's a great league. I mean, every week you have to play great. There's no mismatches in this league. You got to play great to win, and you know, it's the greatest league to compete in, whether you're a player or coach.
Zach Dials will get the start at weak side linebacker, and it's the first time he'll start on opening day. And Dials is pretty excited after going through such an ordeal injury-wise.
It really is. You know, being a when I got that call saying that we were going to move you to Sam for the preseason game, it was tough, you know, because I was, you know, competing at the will position. But again, you know, it's anything I can do to help the team out, and it also helped me out in that aspect. I was able to be out there with the ones, and you know, show that I could still, you know, play at a high level. So, you know, you never want anybody to go down. You know, Kush, you know, we were happy to have him back, but that helped me out.
Fresh my memory, didn't you get some work at the middle also?
My rookie year, I played Mike. Yeah,
I was
the whole year.
You've been all over the map. Do you think it's made you better because you've done all that?
Exactly, because I know what everybody's doing now. You know, as far as, you know, everybody's coming down, as far as safeties and all that, and I know where the Mike's going to be doing in his drops, and the Sam, what he's doing when he's up on the line of scrimmage, where he needs to be, and now playing the Will, I know where the Will has to go. So it just helps you out. The more you can do.
How impressive is this one game that the Jets have, not just with the guys in front, but also they have so many different backs?
Yeah, I mean, you got to always watch out where number 29 is. He's the X factor of their offense. And then, you know, 20 also, he rushed for 1,300 yards last year. And in the NFL, that's not an easy feat. So, like I said, their run game is, you know, we haven't, you know, the quarterback, you know, he's pretty, you know, savvy back there in the pocket as well. You know, so it's we definitely have our keys on.
Yeah, what's been said about Sanchez as a quarterback? And I guess his maturity.
That's the thing. He's from watching tape, he shows a lot of poise. You know, for being a rookie, you know, he doesn't really get flustered too easily. And I mean, I guess it's coming from USC. He's played in a lot of big games in his career, but that's one thing that you notice from watching him on tape. You know, his poise back there from being a rookie, at a rookie standpoint. So like I said, we just got to go out there and get after him.
How many? You've seen a lot of good offensive lines. Where's this one, you know, stack up against the ones?
No, really good. You know, the Brigashaw Ferguson out there. I had to hear a lot about the Brigashaw coming up. You know, Ron Prince coming to Kansas State after he was at Virginia. So every time we was in a team meeting, we always heard the Brigashaw's name come up. So you just watching them on tape. You know, they've been together now for a couple of years. So you know, they mesh well. They seem to be on the same page with each other. So it's gonna be a good test for us.
Thanks so much for listening to the Texans Today podcast. Make sure you go to HoustonTexans.com for all the information on your favorite football team. My name's Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.